The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's Thursday, so I have Trish Clark here with me. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hello, Trish.
How are you this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, Trish is back in the studio, and I'm down at Cornerstone Bank on the corner of Cypress and Hartnell, and we are here for the fifth annual Salute to the Veterans put on by RABA as we collect funds today when you can drive through here and we can buy tickets then for veterans who need a little assistance during the season who don't have cars or for them to get around town. And I'm, of course, here with our sports guy and General Bonvivant, Nate Abreu. Good morning, Nate.
General Bonvivant.
There you go.
I do appreciate it, sir. Yes, good to be here. On just hours ago, the Giants won the World Series, and now we're doing a great salute to the veterans. Couldn't figure out a better way to bring in the beginning of the holiday season almost. We're almost there.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's true. And, of course, I'm here with the effervescent Molly Kidd, too. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Molly's our sales, heads up all of our sales here at KCNR and is doing a fantastic job. So this is your first time out on remote with us.
This is, and this is so, what a great place to do it at. Everybody dressed up looks so nice, all the ladies and gentlemen, and they're ready for your money.
That's right. All you have to do is you come down here and you swing through Cornerstone Bank, and you'll see some soldiers standing out here in their camouflage utilities or whatever the Army calls them. I think they call them BDUs. And just give them a hatful of cash. Because it's going to a great, great, great cause. And that cause is helping veterans a little bit down on their luck. And what this does is provides bus tickets. That's right, bus tickets to the veterans so that they can ride during this winter time frame. This is the fifth year that we've been associated with it. And as we talk, people are stopping by and giving money. We've already had people stop by early this morning, even before we were on. And this is a large scale operation going down here. Our station, there's Patrick and Billy. We see them on the corner over there from Q97. They're always here for these things, helping veterans too. Anyway, Trish, how are you doing? And what's the weather look like for today?
Well, I'm just doing great. I mean, you guys are having more fun out there than I am. But we're in the downtown studio. It's 52 degrees, partly sunny today with a high near 74. We're looking for a 40% chance of rain tonight. Rain on Friday with thunderstorms possible after 11 p.m. and possible showers through the weekend. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. And you can reach them at 365-3793.
Well, you know, today's going to be a lot of surprises, but at 8 o'clock, I'll be kicking out of here about 7:45 and leaving this to Molly and Nate. And I'll be heading back to the studios because at 8 o'clock, we have Brent Weaver coming on. And our third day of having all the candidates on this week before the elections next week. Today will be Brent. Tomorrow will be Patrick. I'm sorry. Tomorrow will be Mike Quinn and Monday Patrick Jones. We had Mike DeQuisto on, and yesterday was Kristen Schrader.
And we've also been having the Anderson City Councils on at 7:30 this morning. And I think the last one, Baron Browning, is scheduled for tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Tomorrow morning at 7:30. Yeah, we've had all three. We've had Norma and Jane.
Debbie Hopkins.
Debbie. On, and then tomorrow, you're right, is Baron at 7:30.
So good. So, we're covering all the bases here.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, is that if it's 7:09 in the morning, it must be time to talk about our friends at Sleep Number.
Oh, I think you're right.
It must be that time. If it's 7:09 in the morning, it's time to talk about Sleep Number. And after the Giants game last night, tell me you were, you know, I gave Trish a call, and first of all, she didn't start to answer until like the last ring. And I know you had to go over and see who was calling you during the World Series.
Is well, right? Exactly. I mean, what kind of an idiot does that? Oh, well, excuse me, Carl, my boss.
I did it during the when they were switching the innings, so I didn't do it during the game. Meanwhile, I had to take my earplugs out because Linda was screaming from the first inning on, and I, you know, something would happen, and she's running around the room. Like I said, she at one point
gets a good workout during a game, does she?
Oh, she gets worked up. Yesterday, when they were getting just trounced, she said, "I'm just going to go take a bath," and then I could hear her in there, and it sounded like a little flotilla. Because every time there'd be another run, I'd go, "Hey, they scored again!" And I hear like splashing and ah! So it was quite interesting. But last night she was on a roll last night.
Okay, but so now we're talking about and so then we needed to go to bed, right?
You're right. And so when you're fired up, you got to be able to relax. So I hopped into my Sleep Number bed and I put my Sleep Number setting to, you know, I have to admit it, I went down to 40. Because I needed a little more comfort last night. And Linda's, she pushed 250. So,
wow.
Because she was
laying at attention. She'd already had her workout.
Well, I know you also have a Sleep Number.
I do, 55. And I'm pretty consistent with that. And I just lay down and I go to sleep and I wake up in the morning.
Well, I tell you what, you know, this is the only bed that you can adjust your each side of the mattress with dual air technology. And, of course, with the new Sleep IQ technology, which is sold in the new beds, that it can sense how you're sleeping and will send you a little reminder in it through an app that says, you know, you might want to try this setting so you can sleep better. So you've got to actually have a bed that actually cares about how well you sleep. And right now, you can get a C2 queen-size mattress for $999.98, under $1,000. Great sales, and it's brand new with the Sleep IQ technology. And you want to see what that's like, head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down and see Brian or Janice, because I guarantee you, how much is a good night's sleep worth? And you've had your bed for how long?
I've had my bed for over 10 years, and a good night's sleep is absolutely priceless. You know, they always have great deals on sheets and blankets and all the accessories that go with your Sleep Number bed as well.
There you go. Okay, Sleep Number. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. Okay, I tell you what. You've got have you got people there in the station ready to come on from
yes,
our friends
yes, we
over
do.
At Reading Christian?
Reading
okay, well, let's take a quick
school.
Break then, and then we'll bring them back on. As soon as we come back, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, October the 30th. It's going to be a nice day today. The weekend looks like it might be a little bit rainy, but I'm here with Nate Albarea and Molly Kidd. We're down at Cornerstone Bank. Come on by. Drop off some cash for our Robin Salute to the Veterans so we can provide... We can provide bus tickets to our veterans that need a hand. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. The blues won't haunt you anymore. For the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
Vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells? Crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
This is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Butt and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
We're down here on the corner of Hartnell and Cypress at the Cornerstone Community Bank, and we are collecting money for RABA in the fifth annual Salute to the Veterans, where we collect money to pay for bus tokens for those veterans who might need some help getting around town in our community. They don't have cars. Maybe they can't drive cars any longer, and this provides bus tokens to them. And this works. We're going to have Evie on a little bit later talk about how successful this is. But people have already been coming by, so just drive on by. We have a number of soldiers in uniform standing out in front on the corner. Just drop by, hand them a 5, 10, 15, 1,000, whatever you can do to help people with this. But hey, Trish, in the studio right now, we've got a group of people.
Yes, we do. We have Kathy Orr, who is the director of the Cascade Reading Christian School, and we have the Reading Christian Student Group. She's the director of the Christian group, I believe, the student group. And they're going to do Hello Dolly
at the
Cascade Theater this weekend. Tell us about it, Kathy.
That's right. This is our 10th year at the Cascade Theater. We are performing the musical Hello Dolly. And I have the Reading Christian Student Theater Group, and I have some of the cast members here with me, and if it's all right with you guys, I'd like them to introduce themselves and maybe sing a little bit for you.
Perfect.
All right. Hi, I'm Andy Combs, and I play Horace Vandergelder, who is a store owner in Yonkers, New York, and he's very rich, and so he has a lot of the women in the show wanting to marry him for his money.
Oh, okay.
I'm Peyton Black, and I play Irene Malloy, and she is a hat owner in New York. A hat shop owner, Miller Ennis.
A hat. More than one hat, I hope.
Yes, Miller Ennis. And she fell in love with Cornelius Hackle, who comes to visit me. And
On accident.
I am Samuel Orr. I play Cornelius Hackle. I am a feed store clerk, head chief clerk by that. I get tired of this whole business, and I decide to take an evening off. And on that is where I meet Miss Irene Malloy and fall in love in a moment.
And it's this Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. also at the Cascade Theater. So it's a great group of students. We have 12th graders. We have a couple here. Our two boys are 12th graders, all the way down to some little guys, some third graders in the cast, too. So it's a great family environment. Bring the kids. It's a great show.
Oh, this is exciting. You know, I always talk about the great entertainment that we have in the North State when we start with our young kids who are so talented already. We have nothing but great things to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's great programs in the North State, and ours is unique in the sense that I get to have them, a lot of them, like Sam here. I think he was a fourth grader when he started, and so now he's a senior. So I've been able to work with him all this time, which is a little bittersweet at the end because then you have to say goodbye to them. But it's a great opportunity. The kids do a lot of work on their own sets, so you'll have to come see some of the work that they've done. And they have a little bit of a song for you guys.
Oh, that'd be great. Carl, are you listening?
We're here and we're ready.
All right, perfect.
For an instant, but his arms fell sure and strong.
It only takes a moment to be loved.
Wow. Gosh, and that's only three of them. And how many is in the cast?
We have 28 students in the cast. And our Dolly somehow didn't make our interview this morning. I'm not sure where she is.
She's circling the block.
Dollies are always, you know, kind of like that. They do what they want.
And she does. But she's dynamite. I think you guys are going to love this show.
Okay, now how can people get tickets and when does it start and all those things?
CascadeTheater.org is the best way. Just go online and pick your seats. And if you just go to the calendar and click our date, then you'll see us there. Or you can also give them a call. And off the top of my head, I don't have their number.
That's okay. Everybody can call the Cascade Theater and get tickets. And when do you start?
We start on Friday. Our first performance is Friday at 7. And then Saturday we have a matinee at 1 p.m. And then we have another show that evening at 7.
So we're going to be starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And absolutely great.
Very exciting.
I'm looking
these
forward
guys
to this. We've been to the musicals before. And you all just put on just an outstanding show.
Oh, thank you.
And where does the money go for this performance? Does it help to support your program there at the Reading Christian School?
It does, but also, and many people know that putting on a theatrical performance is quite an expensive proposition. And so one of our great goals is to break even.
Absolutely. So we want to invite, there's still seats available. We want to invite everybody to get a hold of Cascade Theater today. You've got the opportunity to do a Friday night show, a Saturday night show, or a Saturday matinee. And you're going to miss out a lot if you don't take the opportunity to go see them. Any final thoughts that you have for us?
Just thank you so much for having us on. We have loved coming to your show year after year and being able to sing for you guys. And it's really a great opportunity to have these kids up on stage singing and the confidence it builds and just the great opportunity that they have to be part of something as wonderful as the Historic Cascade Theater and their theater group, which becomes quite a family to them.
We're lucky to have such a fantastic venue in Shasta County.
We are, and we appreciate you all so much for coming by. It starts tomorrow. Get your tickets from Cascade Theater. Hey, Trish, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back from the Cornerstone Community Bank right down here on Cypress and Hartnell, because we're collecting money for the veterans on our fifth annual Salute to the Veterans from RABA as we help them get their bus token so they can travel around our town here. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their Salute to the Veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their Salute to the Veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated, peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Got a lot of things happening tonight at 6 with Linda on her show. So it's Thursday. It's Trish Clark. She's my girl today.
And I'm here.
Good morning, Trish.
I'm doing great. And I want to remind everybody to jump in if they want to, if they've got questions or anything, they can call us at 530-605-4567 or they can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
That's right. We're going to have a nice day today. The weather looks great. It's going to get in the 70s. Tomorrow looks like a little rain, however. But we're here at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're off of Cypress right here at Hartnell and Hempstead, I guess you could say, to the cross streets. And I'm sitting here with Jeff Fink, who is the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Now, Jeff, we've been here for the last couple of years.
That's
and
correct.
How come you volunteered yourselves up for this?
Well,
because it's a lot of work. I mean, you've got a lot of people coming through here. There's a lot of moving parts.
It is a lot of work, but it's also a great effort. And I think more than anything is that we want to be engaged in those type of efforts that support the community and support good causes. And this is certainly one of those causes. So it's really an honor to be part of it. We play really a small part. So many other people do great work, and so our involvement and our engagement in that is something that we really enjoy.
Okay, when I see this, I see the people who are coming through here that y'all have been. How long have you been here? I mean, how long has Cornerstone been in existence? I guess I should say Cornerstone Community Bank.
We're a community bank that started in late 2006. And we've been in, its first branch was in Red Bluff, and then we started this location about 3 years ago.
Okay, I've got it now. I was trying to hear, we're out here on location, so sometimes it's hard to hear, but now I can hear everything now that we pushed the right button. and you're getting ready to leave here as soon as you, it's literally from the time you get off the air, you're taking off and going someplace else.
Yeah, I have to fly out today for a little bit of business, unfortunately, because I'm really wishing that I could be here all day. The energy and the excitement and hearing all the cars go by and honk, it's an energy-packed thing, and I think everybody responds universally to what we're doing here today, and I think it's going to be a pretty exciting day for everybody involved.
I think it is. I think, you know, I'm looking out here at these young men and women and their uniforms that are standing out here, and the people have come by. Like I said, the Shasta County Sportsman just came by and dropped off $100 here to help support the 5th annual Salute to the Veterans down. We're right here on the corner of Cypress and Hartnell and Hempstead at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here. A couple other great groups are here. Q97 with Patrick and Billy are here. Stop on by. Drop off 5, 10, 100, whatever happens to be burning a hole in your pocket, because it all goes to a great cause of providing tickets for those veterans who may not have cars or can't drive any longer. Maybe they're elderly, and to get around town here. And it's a great, great, great way to help support these veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office handles all the paperwork on it. They come down there, they sign up, and they get their tokens. And it's been a huge help to thousands of veterans up here in the North State. And I just can't tell you how much we appreciate it, Joe.
Oh, we just love being involved in this. And I'll tell you, if anybody's having a hard time finding the place, just drive past the Cypress Street Bridge, and you're going to see a building with an American flag draped over the front of it that you will not be able to miss. And I guarantee you, when you drive by, like everybody I've seen this morning, when you look at that and you recognize the cause and you recognize the contributions of those that we're supporting, you're going to get a smile on your face. And you're going to smile ear to ear, and you're going to want to stop by and give a little something of this, because these are the people that we honor today and should honor every day. And on behalf of the bank, I can't tell you how pleased we are to be able to be involved in this and play our small part.
Well, you know, I think we can finish on that one, Jeff. Thanks so much for what you do for our community and for the veterans here.
Thanks, Carl. And Trish, good to hear from you, too. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you, Jeff. Be safe.
Okay, Trish, last night with the game, did you go screaming and yelling around the house?
Not entirely. I've kind of toned down, because watching a game by yourself, you feel a bit foolish screaming and yelling all around. The neighbors tend to call when you do that.
call for help, huh? Okay.
You got that. Okay, I'm more of a football fan than I am a baseball fan, so I probably didn't get as excited about that as some people.
Well, you know, this is the first time we've had Nate and Molly down here. So, Nate, what do you think about this?
This is absolutely fantastic, and I'm just loving supporting this this great cause. And in case any of you are around in your cars here near the corners of Hartnell and Cypress, you can look for us right here. We're right at the front entrance of the parking lot with the Free Fire Radio truck right behind us. And I have a very, very bright orange San Francisco Giants scarf on celebrating the third world championship in 5 years. So in case you didn't notice us already, just look for the big red truck with the Free Fire Radio logo and the bright orange giant scarf. It is great to be out here. Love all the men and women in uniform, and already tons of money coming in. We've only been here for, you know, less than an hour, and there's already tons of funds coming in, and it's just going to continue for quite some time. Great to be here with you, Carl.
And you, Molly, this is your first time. What do you think about this? Molly's all decked out. She's got her KCNR hat on. She's got her KCNR shirt on. She's ready to rock here.
I'm a spirit girl. No, I'm loving this. I just had the pleasure of talking to a nice young man in uniform, and I was asking him what he thought about this, and he just loves the fact that the community comes out and supports him. And, you know, it's important to support our veterans and our active duty. So come on out, donate your money. Like Carl said earlier, $1,000 is a very generous gift, and we'll take your money.
Yeah, we'll take your money at any time. we'll take your money. And but the other things that are going on just don't make this easy. There's a lot of moving parts to this, besides the fact, of course, Cornerstone Community Bank is here. We have the RABA, who is offering this up, and then Evelyn Patterson, who we've got to get back on here. And then we've got here Mike Ferrari from the Enterprise Lions Club, who is providing the flag, this huge flag out here today. And Mike, you've been on several times. Yeah, let me give you a microphone here so you can talk.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have. You know, I love getting on and talking about our giant flag and what we get to do with it. We're at Veterans Time, and the flag is very busy right now. The flag that's on the face of the building first flew on our giant flagpole in 2004. It's a size that we don't use anymore. We've gone exclusively to great big flags, so this one gets used for presentation purposes only. It's a 20 feet tall and 38 feet across, and we got a great big industrial light on it, 4,000 watts of light lighting up our puppy, and it's great. And then we've got another 24 8-foot-tall American flags on poles wrapped all the way around the front of the building.
It looks great. If, you know, you just need to drive by here. And as you're driving by, pull in and drop off money here. Before, this is our fifth annual Salute to the Veterans with RABA, as we gather funds to provide bus passes for those veterans who are in need of transportation. It doesn't mean that they don't, doesn't mean they're homeless or transient or anything like this. It just means is that perhaps they're not driving any longer. This is their way of getting around town. Maybe they don't have a car. But this gets them around town, and they do it through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. But Mike, you're there for all the big events with your flag.
I love it. We're gonna hike the flag through the Veterans Day Parade on November 8th out in Shasta Lake City for the Shasta Lake Lions Club puts on that parade.
Huge parade out there. Huge. There's well over 100 entries in that.
And they're going to let me sing.
They're going to let you sing.
I'm going to get to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Well,
it'll be fun.
Okay, that cuts back 10 of the entries right
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
The horses will run away. And so there's 10 of the okay. No, Mike does a great job.
It's great fun. We're taking the flag up to Black Butte School on the 10th and do a presentation for them on the 11th. We're going to be at Shasta Estates doing an event there. So the flag gets busy around this time of year. It's a very great thing.
Well, Mike, thanks again for everything you do, because I know that it's just it's been one event after another, and especially during this time frame.
Yes.
We're going to be here, in fact, on the 10th and 11th, right across the street here at Crown, doing Crown's donating $100 per car sold.
Yeah,
to veterans or local veterans organizations right here in town, as part of their salute to the veterans also during this
Fantastic.
Time frame. You know what, people are pulling together for all these kind of things. Okay, Mike Ferrier, who is the head of, you are the flag guy.
I am the keeper of the flag.
Keeper of the flag for the Enterprise Lions Club, and thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you.
Okay, Evelyn. Wait a minute. We'll get you. I like this. I like you. How come we don't all have those big passes like that? It says. You got to get in close here.
I had to make my pass myself.
Oh, okay. Well, Evelyn Peterson is here, and Evelyn is the one every year that kind of puts this together. And thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you so much for what you do and what you have done. I know you're a veteran, and you've just. Anything that the active duty personnel do and the veterans have done is just extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
So how many people are helped out of this?
Well, we help, that's a good question. Hundreds, literally. And what I want to say about that is we give over $5,000 worth of RABA bus passes to the Veterans Service Office. And they divvy them out through the year. And about the 10th of the month, they run out. So this year, we are making an extraordinary effort to raise as many funds as we can. So when a veteran walks in that office and they need to get somewhere, there is a RABA pass for them to do that.
Well, I see people right there coming in. They're driving through right now. You know what we need? We need an air horn. We need an air horn. So every time somebody gives some money, hey, thank you. Every time somebody gives money, we need to blow the air horn. What do you think?
Yes, we do.
There you go. We need an air horn.
That works for me. Thank you so much. Who is your cohort in crime here?
Oh, this is our sports guy, Nate Abarea, who can make the sounds of a
air horn
of a foghorn because he can speak. You know, he can speak without stop.
Well, it was all the years of spending time at Candlestick Park and hearing that that beautiful Candlestick Park foghorn when every time the Giants would hit a home run growing up.
Ah, here we go.
Would score a touchdown.
Thank you.
We get a nice front. So we should just get a foghorn out here every time we get a donation.
Yeah, we don't need one now. We just heard you. That was awesome.
Well, I'm here for you. Anytime.
Yes, thank you.
Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
We'll just push that little button on his chest and listen to him go for it. Right there. So how many years have you been doing this, Emma?
This is our fifth annual, and we want to raise more money than ever before. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RabbaSalute, and like us and share us. Tell everybody at your office to come on down. We are at the corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, Cornerstone Community Bank. There is a 20-foot by 38-foot American flag on the front of the Cornerstone Community Bank building. Cannot miss it and cannot miss us.
You cannot say you missed it.
Right, right.
Because the next thing we're going to do is have Nate and Molly play in the street, forcing people to stop. and they're not moving. You're going to be late for work unless you give money.
Yes.
It's called, what's that called? Oh, it's called taxation. Oh, no. It's just a, no, that's something else that causes people to give money when they don't want to.
We'll extortion.
Through 1 o'clock today. And come on down. We have some active duty personnel here from the local recruiting offices, and we have some veterans here that are just waiting to say hello to you. And actually, extraordinary what we have here this year. We have a military helicopter, a Huey, is that what they're called?
That's right, Huey here from Northern California Veterans Historical Association. We're going to have them on in just a second. A mobile military museum where people give.
This museum that is just here to drive by and look at or get out and take a look at. It's extraordinary.
It is. And we're going to have one of the gentlemen that's on that here in a second. But Evelyn, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you so very much. Thanks for being here every year. You guys are just, you're just such a good support for us. I thank you very much.
Well, you know what? It's it's an honor to serve our veterans here. And this community is very, very strong on supporting the veterans.
The veterans here are, just thought of so highly and so well supported. So we appreciate that very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to have to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans at Tobacco and Brew with Espresso Joe's, with all types of coffees, hot drinks, and cold drinks. And, of course, walking next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, Trish, I'm going to turn this over to the gang here, and I'm going to be heading on back, and we'll be seeing you in just a few minutes.
Okay.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Under my umbrella.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The head of the trail.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and we're streaming live here at KCNR Radio. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you'd like to add something. I'm here in the studio, and it's 52 degrees, and we're looking for rain over the weekend. As always, the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. And we've got people on location down at the Cornerstone Bank in Hartnell and Hempstead, next to the big car dealership there. And they're doing the salute to veterans, getting money for Robba passes for our veterans.
And I just heard Carl's truck fire up.
Yeah, well, I heard a truck fire up. But
that means he's definitely heading your way. You can hear the revving of the Free Fire truck right behind us. Yes, right here.
Hop in a pickup, honey.
Yeah, okay, hop in it. Let's go.
So, again, we're here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Nate Aberea and Molly Kidd still here in full force. Carl Bott, the man of this station known as KCNR 1460, is heading back to the studio with Brent Weaver coming on a little later this morning. But we're here right now with Wal McMahon, who is the president of the NorCal Veterans Historical Association. And talk about what you're doing here this morning, here for this great event here at Cornerstone, and helping out the veterans here during the winter months with Robba.
Yeah, good to be here. My organization has kind of a double objective or mission. One is to raise consciousness about the role of veterans in Americans' history and the fact that the freedoms we enjoy have been purchased repeatedly by the blood of patriots like myself and my comrades. And our other mission, which we have assumed, is to try to assist those who are having a rough time making a transition from life after military service. It's a kind of a split mission.
And talk about your involvement with this event. Is this how many years have you been out here active?
Oh, this is our first year. Actually, we only learned about it about a week ago at our event out at the Veterans Home. We were invited to come here. I don't know whether someone dropped the ball on that or not, but it was kind of a scramble to get this together for us, but we're here.
Well, it looks great. Looks like you have a helicopter out there and some amazing uniforms, so you could bring your kids down, check it out.
Yeah, we also take our displays to schools. In fact, that's our kind of core mission, is visiting schools. We have coming up around Veterans Day. We have four schools in 4 days that we'll be taking dragging the display to, and kids like to see the stuff. They like to put
Absolutely.
Their hands on the.
It's a great way to teach them about, you know, all the things that the men and women do for our country when they serve.
Yes, and they occasionally, there's a large assembly at these schools, and a lot of sort of cheering and singing, and there needs to be a little bit of reality about what veterans do. Most of the people, most of the pictures that are posted show men in their dress uniforms with smiles on their faces, and I always take it as a personal objective to say being a veteran means you've done some pretty hard, gritty duty in places that are not very comfortable, and it's something that has to be done, and each generation has to step forward and do their part, and it's kind of a little nudge to say your turn will come. My father told me that, and he was right. My turn did come.
Well, Wall, before we let you go, that amazing exhibit that Molly referenced, how long is that going to be up today here at the corners of Hartnell and Cypress?
Until the last dog is dead and the last bell's rung.
That's right. Come on down here. Cornerstone Community Bank, again, this big RABA salute to the Veterans Fundraiser, helping veterans get around via the RABA system during the winter months. Wall, thank you for everything that you do, and thanks for joining us here in the morning show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sending it back to the beautiful Trish Clark in downtown Reading in Shervin Square. Trish, are you still there?
I am. Thanks, Nate. We're so pleased that you're down there this morning raising the money for for our veterans. You know, a lot of them, as Carl mentioned earlier, they don't have an opportunity to have a car, or maybe they've got some health issues, or they're just old enough now that they just can't drive anymore. For any reason, we're not talking about down and out veterans. We're just talking people that need to get around on the bus system from time to time. And it's so important that when they go into the Veterans Service Office that we can fill that need and allow them to get to their doctor's appointments or just downtown to see a movie, if that's what they want to use the pass for. But anyway, so it's good to know that you guys are down there. We want to remind everybody to swing by, throw in your money to the hat, and let's make sure that we give enough money that every veteran can have a pass if he needs one.
For those
and
who
remember,
are just...
look for the giant, sorry to cut you off there, Bob, look for the giant American flag at the corner of Cypress and Hartnell. You cannot miss it.
It's beautiful.
And yours truly and Molly Kidd and all the,
and the orange
women.
And the orange handkerchief.
Look for the orange scarf, the bright orange championship scarf. And now there's actually another lovely lady walking around with a San Francisco Giants orange cape on. So it is,
truly
getting champion bloodish here on the morning of October 30th. But it is all about the veterans, and again, helping with a great cause and helping people get around during the winter months that have protected and served for our country. So again, all the men and women here in uniform collecting funds. We've already raised a ton of money, and this is only less than an hour underway, and this will be going on for quite some time.
So bring your wallets. Morning.
Bring your wallets. Bring your checkbooks. They take everything. Come on down. We can't wait to see you guys.
For those of us who may be just tuning in, Nate, give us your location, how to find you once again, please.
Well, once you get to the corner of Cypress and Hartnell, it is actually the Hartnell and Hempstead crossover here. So Cypress and the corners of Hartnell, right by the Lithia and Jiffy Lube. Cornerstone Community Bank is our location. Cornerstone Community Bank are the fabulous people who have sponsored a number of things here at KCNR 1460, going back to Colt 45's baseball, and they do so much for our community, and the big RABA buses are here. And as far as our location, yours truly and Molly Kidd, right as you enter the main parking lot, we do not have the giant truck as Carl is back in commute back to the station, but we are right here. Molly is in full KCNR paraphernalia, and of course, as you may have heard, I've got my bright orange scarf, so you can't miss us. Come on down. Give these veterans your money. Help these people that need your help and that deserve your help to get around during the winter months.
Well, and we so appreciate you guys down there, and we appreciate Cornerstone Bank for doing this. This is their fifth annual year. These passes are so needed by our veterans, and we think it's marvelous that you guys are down there. It's not raining. We're looking for rain this weekend. We sure need that, but it's awful nice to hold off today so you guys can complete your mission, not get that beautiful flag wet, and you guys can finish up what you're supposed to be doing down there, which is gaining lots of money. So everybody drive by, drop off a check, you know, or cash, you know, how much ever you got change in your pocket, they can take anything you've got to give.
Absolutely. We are here, and you can't miss us. And not only is it not raining, but there was a beautiful sunset on display a little less than an hour ago. It's all bright and blue with the wispy clouds now. Now we're just in the midst of absolute beauty out here. It is a wonderful morning, and again, just a great cause here, and some fantastic people walking around the premises right now. I've already gotten to meet a number of veterans with amazing stories and people, again, that they're helping out are their fellow veterans, and that's what this is all about, is helping out the people that deserve our help. So come on down. Again, bring your money, bring your checkbook. Bring
and
your
remember, these men and women are the ones that have fought for our country and risked their lives, so we owe it to them, and we need to bring your kids with you, show them. These are the men and women that have sacrificed for you, and donate your money. Now.
You know, and I think we had a guest on a moment ago that was talking about educating our children to what is real. And I personally believe that perhaps we're not teaching our children enough about what it actually means to serve in military service. So I appreciate those veterans organizations that go around to the schools. This is a great opportunity to bring your children down and let them see how you live in a community and how you help those people who help you. And who make your life free and give you this wonderful place to live. So get your kids down there, and you're taking them to school this morning or what have you. Have them drop by and drop some money in. Let them be a part of the community and learn about our military history.
And just in the time that you were speaking right there, Trish, there were three separate donations that I just saw with my own eyes. So that happened in about 10 seconds. The money is pouring in. Keep it coming, people. Again, the corner of the crossover between Hartnell and Hempstead on Cypress Avenue, across from Lithia, Cornerstone Community Bank. The fantastic people putting this on. And a huge thank you to all of our guests this morning. And by the way, Trish, great job with those Reading Christian theater folks getting ready for Hello Dolly. Love the singing this morning. It has been a fantastic show. Come down and see us. We are still going to be down here for a whole nother hour here at Cornerstone Community Bank, corners of Cypress and the crossover of Hartnell and Hempstead. Cannot wait to see you. Bring your money. We love you guys.
Okay, now I'm back in the studio. Now at 8 o'clock, we're going to break. We're going to keep reminding everybody that y'all are in there and talking to you. But we've also got Brent Weaver, who's going to be here as a candidate for Reading City Council. And we're going to be asking Brent some questions here.
Yes,
Talk about community-oriented. That was like a magic trick, Carl. I felt like you were just leaving right now, and then suddenly you're speaking to us right here on the headphones.
I've been, I was transported by Scotty. I said, Scotty, beam me up. And here I am back in the space. Here I am back in the, back here on the USS Enterprise sitting in the captain's chair. Well, no, I'm not, because Trish is sitting in the captain's chair and refuses to leave. No. Hey, let's remind everybody, as long as we're talking about veterans, let's talk about Cattlemen's, who's going to be honoring veterans with a sirloin steak dinner in honor of their service. All veterans on Veterans Day on Tuesday, November 11th. Cattlemen's Steakhouse is inviting all active, inactive, and retired military personnel to enjoy a complimentary 8-ounce sirloin steak. It's going to go from 4 p.m. all day till that evening. And that's a big thing they're doing there. For more information, give them a call. Call Michelle at 221-6295. They're on Hilltop Drive. Also, let's talk a little bit about Crown Motors and what they're doing. From the 27th, from Monday, all the way through Veterans Day, the 11th, they're taking 10% off all parts and services for any work you have done on their car, on your car or truck or SUV. To salute to our veterans. And this is for all of our veterans out there. And it's just, you just need proof of service, as you do for anything, to have that done. And on the 10th and 11th, we're going to be at Crown Motors for a remote there. Linda and I will be on the 10th, which is the Marine Corps birthday, and we'll have a bunch of Marines there celebrating that. And on the 11th, we'll have, of course, Veterans Day, and we'll be there on Veterans Day also with our veterans, ranging from World War II all the way up through our latest wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will be with us on the 11th. And in those 2 days, every vehicle sold will have $100 donated to a local veterans organization, Military of the Purple Heart and Welcome Home, $100 from Crown to them, because the money stays right here in town and helps veterans right here. So I can't say enough about that and how big shout out. So head on down to Crown. Go down, get that oil change. Do, you know, something. Get your tires rotated. So anything, but just say, hey, I'm a veteran. Heard about it on KCNR and we really appreciate what you're doing here. And then if you're looking for, you know, for just a great vehicle, and head on down there because they are going to be donating money to our people.
You know, Crown Motors is one of those locally owned businesses that is such a part of this community.
It really is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Brent Weaver here, candidate for Reading City Council.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. stocks opening mixed as investors look over more earnings reports, some of them coming out from big corporations, and broader market indicators were mostly lower in early trading. The U.S. economy did grow at a solid annual rate of 3.5%. In the July through September quarter, it was propelled by solid gains in business investment, but also a lot of that money went for military spending. So Bob Bruska of Fact and Opinion Economics says it's not clear exactly what the numbers mean.
We really don't know what this means for spending on military operations in the future. But in any event, it's not really a line that is substantially good for the economy.
The Commerce Department says that the third quarter result followed a 4.6% rebound in the second quarter. Madison Bumgarner capped his World Series MVP performance by allowing two hits over five shutout innings of relief to help the Giants complete a 3-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals in Game 7 last night. But Giants fan April Suarez says she barely needed to watch the game. She knew they'd win.
I can't even describe what I'm feeling right now. I knew deep down inside that we were going to win. I knew it. I mean, it was in my heart that we were going to win. I knew it. I couldn't picture us not winning. I can't picture that.
Also at SRNnews.com, just days before the crucial midterm elections, a top election official in the state of Maryland admits that non-citizens may be voting.
The problem came to light when a voter fraud group compared voter registration rolls with lists of people who were dismissed from jury duty because they claimed to be non-citizens. The state's voter registration director confirms the state and local election boards in Maryland have no system for verifying the citizenship of registrants. The issue now is before a U.S. district court in Baltimore.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving in early trading after a positive economic report up 135 points. This is SRN News.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-491-1850. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-491-1850. That's 1-800-491-1850. Call 1-800-491-1850.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen speaks out about the need for diversity as she sees it in the field of economics. SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
Janet Yellen, the first woman to head the central bank in its 100-year history, says in her words, "History shows that economies develop and become more stable through diversification." Yellen made her comments at a conference on diversity in the economics profession, organized by the Fed and the American Economics Association. Yellen noted relatively few women and minorities are choosing to major in economics in college. And she says decisions by the Fed are made better because of the range of perspectives among its members. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told a heckler critical of his handling of Superstorm Sandy recovery to sit down and shut up yesterday in Belmar, New Jersey.
I'm glad you had your day to show off, but we're the ones who are here to actually do the work. So turn around, get your 15 minutes of fame, and then maybe take your jacket off, roll up your sleeves, and do something.
This is SRN News. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee now leading a new study on whether music can help dementia patients to recover parts of their memory. Similar studies done in Utah and Ohio. UW-Milwaukee Associate Professor of Social Work, Zheng Kwok, says the researchers are trying to figure out how much the music really helps and for how long.
You may see the immediate effects shown on the residents, but we don't really know if it has actually longer-term effects.
And the study is said to be helping some in elderly homes and nursing homes already. About 1,500 patients with Alzheimer's already being studied. Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano now just about 100 feet from another home in a rural village in Hawaii. People try to figure out what to do next.
We farm, we fish, we hunt, and we're going to be an island on an island.
Chemists continue checking the air to make sure it's safe for people to live there. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, it's Thursday. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott, and there's Trish Clark is with me. How you doing there?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
8:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I tell you what, everybody that's anybody in KCNR is working today.
Absolutely, and they're working all over the city of Reading. 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for partly sunny with a high near 74. 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy this evening, and rain on Friday. Looking for showers through the weekend, 60% chance of rain. We certainly need the rain. We're glad it's not raining today, so all that money can be given for our veterans. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's our
customers
are
warm
friends.
There you
locally
go.
Owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts, and you can get them at 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Romance on the River with Linda Bott. You know, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds are going to be there November
gotta
the
be
6th.
There.
That's right.
Gotta and, be there.
And if you haven't got reservations, you better hop right in there and call 243-3377. Call out to Wind River. Ask for Elements Lounge. Say you want to sign up for Romance on the River because 2 hours of great singing. People are dancing out there. And then, of course, a special menu, which just is superb. All of this out at Wind River in the Elements Lounge with Linda. And just everybody has – well, you were there last night.
It's fantastic. And it's like the Las Vegas cabaret bars. And just a yeah. The music is fantastic. Her group is great. It's great.
It's a change. I tell you what, Wind River's really stepped up. You know, no smoking. They took a big gamble out there, and it's paying off for them. Gary Hayward was our co-host yesterday, and this is something that nobody else has done. And it gives a completely new it's a new dynamic out there.
Yeah.
And so going out to the lounge. Anyway, give them a call 243-3377. What else? Oh, look, we have, as you heard, the Hello Dolly is going to be playing by at the Cascade Theater. Well, I have tickets. I've got 4 tickets here to give away to Hello Dolly. It starts tomorrow on October.
And these tickets are for Friday night.
And this is for Friday night. And so we've got spots for 4 tickets for you. These are, they're $12 a piece, so that's close to $50 worth of tickets in the Center Orchestra. So give us a call at 605-4567 if you want tickets for tomorrow night. Hello, Dolly. 605-4567. All right. Brent Weaver.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Brent.
good to see you, Brent.
Hey, Brent, glad to be here.
You still kind of look, you know, you're still smiling here.
You
said something before. Okay, I mean, go on.
Well, I was just going to say the resiliency of, you know, when you have 4 kids, each morning is like you're being ran over by a truck. So people keep saying, man, you keep looking like you know, you're doing okay going, you know, a year of campaigning and, hey, bring it on.
Well, you know, one of the things you said, too, is, you know, it's kind of like now with the election next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's like studying for a final.
Yes.
And you studied and studied and you prepared and prepared. And so now the only thing left is to walk through the door.
That's right. You know, I am so proud and honored of the, you know, my campaign team who were willing to give of their time because they care about this community. I'm so grateful for all the volunteers, those who have had good wishes and, you know, support along the way. And I agree, Carl, Trish, the past year, I think we've done at least everything we can do with the, you know, information we have and our life experiences. And, you know, and I think now the time is to go to the election night of Tuesday. And, you know, fingers are crossed. We hope we have a good night November 4th.
Well, Linda and I are going to be we're going to be live that night, and we're going to start probably around 7 o'clock, and we're going to kind of wander around to all the parties. And your party is going to be a grandiose affair. I understand you've rented the Taj Mahal and are flying people over there. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, the plan was if we had a little bit of extra money left over, we were going to do it over at Kobe and, you know, sake bombs for everyone and sushi. And we got to the end. We ran out of money. So we're doing pizza and beer at my house. So, you know, it's still going to be fun.
It is. But I like the best part. You said if you win, then it's high fives. And
yeah, hugs, cheers. And if I lose, everyone's kicked out immediately.
Well,
hey, Annie, you have won the tickets for Hello Dolly. We've got a couple more we'll give away. Excuse me, give away in a little while.
Well, it's important. I want to comment because you thank the people that get involved, and that's what makes a difference in who we elect to office is the people who are willing to get involved. If you're not willing to get out and help a candidate, work for a candidate, get involved, know all the candidates. If you're not part of the solution, if you see problems, then you may be part of the problem.
You know, I think that's a great point. A year ago when I decided if I was going to run for city council, I was talking with my wife and, you know, again, we have a young family and that kind of came back to us. We were deciding, you know, if dad's going to take some time, he's going to be away from home a little bit. I might miss a few things, but we said we want our children to see whether dad wins or loses that he wanted to be a part of the process, to be a part of the solution, not just a Monday morning quarterback that says, well, I could have done this better. Well, let's see if you can do it better.
Let's see if you get into the fight. You know, and I respect everybody that's in this. Everybody that's in this, no matter, you know, whether I agree totally on their positions or half or all or whatever, is you're in the fight. You're in the arena. And for the people, and you're trying. And I don't think there's a bad person in this race. When I say that, there's not a bad person in this race. Everybody has, I think, is doing it for the right reasons. You know, they're not doing it for, obviously, for money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain amount of power and prestige that goes along with it. I mean, you know, it's for a small town. But still, and there's a lot of decisions to be made. So you respect people that are in the fight.
Yeah. You know, if I could make one comment on that, Carl, and Trish, you might chime in here too. I think when you initially run, you know, for somebody like myself, first time running, what you find out after the first few months is everyone's trying to label you. You know, everyone's trying to say, well, this person endorsed or supported this person. So that means this person must align 100% with that endorsee. And even before I had heard any of the other candidates talk or gotten to know them, there were different groups and sides trying to label each of us. But after you go through 8 or 9 forums that we went through, I came to a conclusion as well that these are really good people. And even though I'd heard maybe some mischaracterizations or representations, I agree. I've come to respect this group of people running.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come on back. And we're going to come back with Molly and Nate talking a little bit about what's happening down at Cornerstone Community Bank. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years. If you got an emergency, they're going to work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any make or model of heating and cooling systems, give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we use them. We tell you that they are great people. We'll be right back. Brent Weaver is our guest candidate for Reading City Council. And, of course, Trish Clark and me.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells, crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. But, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. And we've got Nate Alvarea and Molly Kidd down at the Cornerstone Community Bank on Cypress and Hartnell Hempstead there. And they're with the 5th Annual Salute to the Veterans. So how's it going down there, guys?
We are here.
Are we collecting a lot of money?
Collecting tons of money. Again, just as you've been speaking, there have been, I've actually seen two donations. You've been speaking to me for about 8 seconds. So any of you math majors out there, multiply that up. And we've been here for a little over an hour. Yours truly, Nate Alvarea and Molly Kidd, my wonderful KCNR partner here this morning. We will be here until the 9 o'clock hour. And this fundraiser is going to go on much longer than that. There are so many great servicemen and women here in uniform collecting funds for folks who, for veterans who can't get around on their own during the harsh winter month. And so RABA here in conjunction with Cornerstone Community Bank putting on their fifth annual salute to the veterans through RABA and getting them bus tokens here throughout the winter months is just a great cause. Come on down. More donations. As I'm speaking right now, they're flying in. So much money is coming in this morning. Keep it up. Like Carl said earlier, from $1 to $1,000, whatever you got, come on down.
Or more.
Or more, yeah. Okay, gang. Hey, thanks a lot for being down there. We'll be going back to you here in a little while.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Call Jeff at 241-8373 from a small chip that cracks over 24 inches in length. Located at 3208 Market Street, a veteran-owned business. Just great people here, too. Our guest, Brent Weaver, running for Redding City Council. I've got people lined up on the phone, but I've got like three questions.
Sure.
Yes or no on Measure A?
Yes,
and that's the and yes. That's about growing outdoor grows of marijuana. Yes means that you want to that it upholds what the Shasta County Board of Supervisors says, which is a complete outline of outside grows.
Yeah. Yes on Measure A.
B on the sale of land to Turtle Bay.
Yes on Measure B,
which means sell the land to the McConnell Foundation.
Correct.
Measure F, the raising of tax for the police and incarceration of criminals.
No on Measure F at this time because we have not started with a overall, you know, comprehensive plan.
Okay. All right.
And the question that came into the chat room.
In the chat room. It was said that you made the statement that you would like to be sitting on the dais of the city. If you were elected to city council, you would like to be sitting with Francie Sullivan, and then I also heard Christian Schrader.
If I had a penny for everything that's been linked to me over the past year, I'd be a very, very rich man. I have never endorsed or said who I would like to specifically sit next to on the dais. I will serve with whoever is elected on November 4th. A comment I had made about Francie several months ago was, it was actually in regards to a question like this, and I said, you know what? Francie and I might be different politically, but what I respect so much about Francie is when she voted for Turtle Bay, regardless if you're for that project or against that project, I came out with a lot of respect for her that she made a vote that was very difficult for her because it was going to alienate her to some degree against her base. And I think that took some courage. Again, regardless of whether you agree with Turtle Bay or not. And I said, I think that's the type of courage we need to have from more candidates, that if you in your heart you think something is right, you're going to vote for it regardless of what it means for an election.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning. Do you have a question for Brent Weaver?
Good morning, Carl. Whoever else is there.
Yeah, I got Trish Clark here, and then Brent Weaver, and of course, Bad Bob.
Good morning. I had a question about the FPPC violation. I was wondering if there's been any resolution to that. And, Brent, I believe you've said you've done nothing wrong, yet you did file an amended return, if I'm correct.
Sure. Thanks for the question, Jan. I'd be happy to answer that.
Thank you, Jan.
So when that came up, what are we thinking, about 4 weeks ago?
It was after an article, and essentially it's that you didn't put everybody's name down.
Yeah, on the Shasta Lantern made that, allegation. So, you know, it caught us by surprise because for each of our fundraisers and even the golf tournament specifically, because we have a campaign team that is new to this process, we were in touch with the FPPC several times with emails, and I released those emails to the Record Searchlight. They posted them on their website that showed us asking, okay, we got this golf tournament. Here's how it's set up. How do you want us to report it? Regardless, so once the allegation came in, there was a complaint filed by Red Smith to the FPPC that said we didn't do it right. So the FPPC contacted me. And they said, okay, Brent, we can do one of two solutions for you. One is we can open a formal investigation, and it will not conclude until after the election. That's one way you can go. Or without claiming any fault, you can just amend your Form 460. It happens all the time. So I sat down with my campaign team, and I said, well, okay, we have two options in front of us. Which way should we go? And we thought, well, we could push it till after the election, but we thought that might appear as if we're trying to hide, those names for people not to see, even though, again, we had posted those names. Within 24 hours of Red making that allegation, we reported all of the names of the people who played in that golf tournament on our website, Facebook. So anyways, back to the FPPC. They said you can do one of those two things. So we decided as a campaign team, we'll just amend the Form 460. We're not claiming any fault. But again, it just allows us to get those names out there so that if anyone has any questions of who played in that golf tournament, how much they paid to play in that golf tournament or sponsor us a hole, it's out there. So I appreciate that question, Jan. I certainly appreciate, Red Smith, bringing this issue up. I think he sincerely cares about making sure campaigns are being honest, and I commend them for that.
Okay, but the original one is the reason it was left off because, in case people were wondering, now if this is the first time they've heard about it,
sure.
Is when you had the tournament.
Yes.
You just had for what reason did you leave the names off to begin with?
Okay, so this was a little bit early on during the campaign. My campaign checking account, we didn't have enough funds in there to hold this golf tournament and pay all the different bills. So one of my companies, Weaver Contract Services, underwrote this golf tournament. So our question, when we were talking with the FPPC, is all of the money was being the checks were written out to my company who was underwriting the golf tournament. So, again, we said to the FPPC, we have all the names and addresses of everyone who's played in the golf tournament. Do you want us to report it that way, or do we report it with our company who underwrote it, who will essentially be writing the check? At the end of the day, we didn't care how we reported it. We just wanted to do it how the FPPC told us to do it.
And you weren't trying to hide any of the names. It was just, you know, this confusion because they change the rules all the time. And at the very beginning, if your bank account is not set up, you haven't done all the proper paperwork, some of that stuff comes in early, and it's not the first campaign that's ever had it reported wrong.
Yeah. You know, I'm fine answering any questions. Hopefully, people get the answers they're looking for. At least they feel like I'm being transparent. I had offered for Red Smith and Terry Raposa to come down and meet with me the next day. Again, I do wish before Terry forwarded this to hundreds of people with his organization within the Tea Party, or before Red Smith ran that article, I wish they would have picked up the phone and come and spoke with me so they could have got both sides. I think one of the things of being a good journalist is you listen to both sides. You don't just take your own slant and put it out there. But here we are. Here we are today, and I think we've had some interesting stories that have not necessarily helped the process. They've been entertaining, and what I'm talking about is we've had Golfgate is what I call it. We've had LibraryGate with Michael DeQuisto. We've had with Patrick, who he's dated. And I think all that stuff is maybe entertaining, but – I don't want to be entertained in a local election. We have serious issues we need to be addressing, from how we're going to pay for services, public safety, and some of this other stuff. It's just noise.
Okay, we're down to the wire, and as you indicate, we got election next week. What is the one thing that sets Brent Weaver aside from all the other candidates that is a compelling reason for people to vote for Brent Weaver?
Well, I would say first, I think Brent Weaver has a record over the last 10 years. I think, again, having sat through 8 or 9 forums, I've said this several times, each of us have a decent ability of speaking in front of people and looking you in the eye. But we've learned, unfortunately, from too many campaigns that being a good speaker does not necessarily mean you're going to be a good leader. I think looking at somebody's past, the past 7, 8, 9, 10 years will show you what type of a city council person he or she might be. I have a record of growing a local family-owned company from 7 employees to 40. I've built projects downtown that have people living down there, operating businesses. And I think how I've gotten there, it's been with a combination of having that confidence to move forward, but that humility that you aren't necessarily concerned about your ego, but you want to do it the right way so you'll listen to people.
Ben, good point.
Let's go to the phones. TJ, good morning. Do you have a question for Brent Weaver?
Actually, Jan asked the question I was going to ask.
Oh, okay.
About the campaign funds and things along those lines getting reinvested into Weaver Lumber as an underwrote, and seeing what the resolution was going to be on that.
Well, the FPPC is still coming back with, or there's still an investigation, right?
Well, we've amended the Form 460, so at this point,
there's no reason to investigate.
Yeah, they told us if we amend the Form 460, then this thing is pretty much over. So,
okay.
That's what I know right now.
All right, TJ, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
I think, the important thing is, I hate to see, and as you indicate, whether it's the issue with Mike DeQuisto and the library issue, or who Patrick Jones dated in the past, or whether or not you misreported funds, it's all out there in the open and all been straightened out. I hope that people aren't going to look at any of those three situations and base who they're going to vote on that. There's so much more to take into consideration.
And these are the questions. That's why I asked about the measures. We're going to take a quick early break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I want you to give Ted Leidy a call at 999-1822. I want you to sign up for his November 22nd, 23rd class. He and I will be teaching that class. All the funds go to support an exhibit called Liberty on the Border, about the Civil War down at Turtle Bay. It's got nothing to do with measures or anything like this. This is community supporting our museum in the sense of having this great exhibit down there. All the money that is there, I mean all the money, not after expenses, all of the money will be donated to support this exhibit under our KCNR flag here. So give them a call at 999-1822 and sign up. We've got some great people in the class. We're just going to have a good time with it. Plus you get your concealed carry. Plus you get a tax write-off. And then you can even use our guns and ammo for the class. You don't even have to bring one. Or check out his website, readingccw.com. 999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. Brent Weaver is our guest.
Tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Trust. Follow through. Integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools, and he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2014.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460
right here,
AM.
I see trouble right here in River City.
Bravo! Oh, yes.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P. And
all right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR.
And you should have been here during the break.
Yeah, Trish and I are disagreeing here. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, October the 30th. Tomorrow's Halloween. I've already got my mask on, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans right off of Athens Avenue across from the subway. discounts for veterans and seniors, Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, now, is Molly, are you down there? Are you listening there, hon?
Yes, I am. We are here.
Yeah, you're down there at on the corner of Cypress and Hartnell Hempstead at the Cornerstone Community Bank for the 5th annual RABA Salute to Veterans.
Yes, we are. And Nate's over here giving out his giant scarf to all the ladies. So he's renting it out if you want to come try it on.
You're renting Nate out to the ladies? Is that what I'm hearing?
Whoa.
His giant scarf.
Smooth.
Oh, Nate, now my feelings are hurt.
Oh, Trish, don't be hurt. You know you'll always be my sweetheart, Trish. We'll dance at Linda's next show again.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Which is coming up very soon. But, we're down here. Nate and Molly down here representing KCNR here at this wonderful fundraiser for RABA and Cornerstone Community Bank, putting this thing on, 5th annual Salute the Veterans, helping veterans that can't get around during the winter months get bus tokens and get transportation through RABA. And, again, not renting out me. But the ladies and everyone around was demanding some time with that bright orange champion's giant scarf. And so I was sharing it with the people.
For donations.
And we're telling everybody for $100, Nate will give you a kiss. Unless of course, you have a beard, then it'll be $200. All right.
Well, and then it'll be beard on beard, and that's when it gets a little crazy. I know it's Halloween coming up.
Okay, all right. Okay, so everybody head on down to the 5th Annual Salute to the Veterans. They're down at Cornerstone Community Bank. Go by and see Molly and Nate. Give them some money so they can help our veterans out. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll be back in a little while.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, Brent Weaver is our guest, and Red, you're on the line, but we'll get to Red in a minute here. Let's talk about we don't have a lot of time left. It's been a big week here, but the first 90 days in office.
Sure.
What do you want to accomplish if you get elected?
You know, I again we all come to this with our different life experiences. So I'm a business guy, right? You know, since college I've worked in the technology industry for 5 to 6 years, and then I've taken over a family business. I've been an entrepreneur, built some projects downtown. The first thing I would do if I get elected onto the city council is the same thing I would do if I was to take over a new company, and that is to go in there and you want to meet with all the different people and you want to get a feel for the organization. I have two questions I'm going to want to ask each person that I meet with. What is working right in your department? What is not working right in your department? I'm going to sit down, I'm going to take notes, and I'm going to do a lot more listening so that I can start to form some stronger opinions and ideas of how to move forward, how to fix some things. I think Trish asked a question, which was, you know, why would somebody want to vote for you? And I would say, I'm a fixer. I like to go in. I like to fix things that are broken. I like to improve upon things that might be working, but how can we do it better? And, again, I think it goes back to track record. Look at different people running. We're all potentially good speakers, but what have they done in their personal life that should lead to a reason why we should trust you if we put you in that position?
Brent, one of the things is unfunded liabilities. We're facing $300 million of unfunded liabilities. Yet we see raises being given to the management. $200,000 to the management in the last set of raises that went out when we need police. What's your first priority? Would you vote for raises for upper management?
Well, let me start here, Carl. In the last week, I put out a frequently asked questions. I don't know if anyone's seen it. If you go to Brent's website, weaver2014.com, we have our five bullet points for my platform, and one is fiscal discipline. If you click on that, we just released an FAQ. We worked with Joseph Bowers, who is a CPA, and we asked all of the questions that I think somebody should want to ask, from CalPERS, CalPARS. How much of retirement are we spending, you know, from law enforcement, fire? What are, you know, and again, we don't even necessarily take a position, but over the past year, I've learned a tremendous amount, meeting with Kurt Starman, reading the budget, talking with different people, solutions. So, again, if you want to look at some of those frequently asked questions, go to our website. Now back to your question, which is how are we going to move
your
forward?
Your priorities. What are your priorities?
Well, first one is obviously public safety. You know, I think that is the first thing we've got to start with, you know, bringing together a strategic plan on public safety, how we move forward with our criminal justice system. Two is economic development. I've said time and time again, we have a lot of different social issues that are broken here in Reading, in this community, and there's no better solution to solve those things, in my opinion, than providing a job.
There you go.
Okay.
I think that will answer a lot of questions. That's true. We had a $200,000 raise
voted on by the city council. At the same time, we are short cops and community service officers. The timing was absolutely horrible. And then plus, I'm not even counting what happened to RDU, but they're coming out of a different fund, I think, and that's still kind of a question, too. Would you support raises for the staff over staffing the police department?
You know, that's a fair question, and I'm not going to necessarily give you a firm answer because I've been on your show several times, and I've said to you, Carl, one of the things that a leader that is potentially going to be elected is you do not want to put your, you know, handcuff yourself until you have all the facts. I think that question on the surface is, you know, it's a fair question, but again, I don't want to have to go into any negotiations after I'm elected having to think back to something I said on your radio show. I would want to have all the facts, all the information. But I think the premise of the question is this. We need more cops. We need additional boots on the ground. And I think there's some discomfort when some raises were given when we know we need boots on the ground. And I think that is fair. I would say I share in that discomfort. But again, as somebody that's running to manage the corporation, which is the city of Reading, our community, I'm going to make sure and be able to hold back, you know, all the ways I might look on how we solve it.
If Measure F fails, and there's a chance it will because it needs 2/3, how would you address that if you were elected? Because it'll be happening under this city council. What's your fallback position on
well,
that?
Well, Brent Weaver will do the same thing whether Measure F passes or fails. The first thing I will do for public safety is bring together those who are on the city council with me after November 4th if I get elected, and then move forward and instruct Kurt Starman to work with law enforcement experts to come up with this strategic plan of how we move forward, and that should include everything from illegal camping within city limits to code enforcement to neighborhood watch programs to different ways of policing. Working with our partners in the county to look at that revolving door issue at the jail. So I will do the same thing whether Measure F passes or not. We need a strategic plan.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Red.
Morning, Carl. And what's up with the beard bias? I got to pay more if I got a beard?
No. That's, you
okay,
have
you're
to,
kissing
you
Nate.
Have to, if you're going to kiss Nate, you've got to pay more.
But only if I have a beard?
Only if you have a beard.
So if I shave, I save $100?
There you go, buddy.
So I should go down the
– Well, you know what? That's – you know, then you get into negotiations with Nate at that point. So you got a question for Brent?
Well, I do. I wanted some clarification on something. So what you're saying, Brent, is that you have talked to the FPPC and they have said that the filing the amended return prevents the investigation?
When I spoke with the person, I don't know her name, Red, she explained two ways for us to move forward. One is – I can do nothing, don't amend anything, and then it will go to a formal review, and that won't take place until after the election is over. Or, she said, you can amend your Form 460 without claiming any fault and then submit that. Now, at this point, I have not spoken to the FPPC, Red, so I do not know if it's necessarily closed now that I've amended the Form 460 or what, but I'd be happy to try to get an answer to that, and if I put on our website or anything like that. So that's what I know, Red.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious because when I spoke to Teresa Telluride yesterday in the Enforcement Division, she did say that the investigation is still open and amending the Form 460 doesn't change anything.
Okay, and Teresa, this is at the City of Reading?
No, that's the main office down in Sacramento that's handling the investigation.
Okay. Well, you might have some information that I don't have, so I have not been told that.
And my one other thing is after this story came out and you and I talked, you had told me that you would send me the emails, that the email chain between you and the FPPC about the back and forth on the golf tournament, and I was really hoping to see those so I could see that to see if maybe there was a problem there with the FPPC and the information that you were getting, and I never saw them.
Yeah, I remember that phone call, too, and I have a different understanding of that, Red. I had asked you if you wanted to come down and meet with me, and I would share those emails with you, and you said, no, you know, you've put all those names up on your website, and then you didn't come down and meet with me, so it sounds like we have a difference of opinion on that phone call. I've released all those emails to Reading.com.
You did email me the list of the names, but you never did email me the FPPC chain.
Red, I never emailed you anything after we've spoken. I asked you if you wanted to come down.
Okay.
I'd give you information.
I've still got the email. I can send it to you and show it to you.
Yeah, please do.
I will.
Okay, Red, thanks a lot. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking to our buddies down there at Cornerstone Community Bank, of course. Our guest is Brent Weaver, running for Reading City Council. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
He's missing my girl. Why do they go?
Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, and then just got on the spot with Linda Bott. Let's go, head on down to Cornerstone Bank real quick and talk to Nate and Molly, and I think you have a guest there.
We do have a guest. Thank you, Carl. We are here with Sergeant Nels, and Sergeant, let all the people know how long you guys are going to be out here today, and just talk a little bit about real quickly what this event means here at Cornerstone Community Bank for our veterans here in Shasta County.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be out here until about 1300 today, it's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 p.m. for non-military. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, you know, it's a big event, not just because, you know, it helps the veterans and it raises money to, you know, get them bus passes, to get them around town. But I think in the grander scheme of things, it's just, it's nice because it shows community support and, And it's just always nice, you know, to see when a community gets behind the veterans, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And thank you for everything that you're doing. I know you guys are busy back in the studio. And again, thank you to all the servicemen and women out here. You'll see them out here till about 1 o'clock this afternoon here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Again, the corners of Cypress and Hartnell. KCNR, Nate Avarea and Molly Kidd here till 9 o'clock. So this will be our final time here on the morning show. Hope you guys are having a great time back in the studio, and send people down here with money. This is a great cause. RABA and Cornerstone Community Bank coming together to help out veterans during the winter months. Molly?
Yes, thank you for coming out and supporting us. So come down, bring your money, and give these wonderful men and women in uniform that cash for our great veterans in our community. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Cornerstone Community Bank, back to Shervin Square, Carl Bach.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Brent Weaver is here with us, Trish Clark and myself. Okay, you know, Brent, a lot's been said about, you know, I think the answer here is jobs. And part, you know, the problems with a lot of the illegal camps we have here with the homeless or with but the big thing is a lack of jobs. What would you do specifically? What would you do specifically to address? It's the day it's getting to be around Veterans Day and all that. The veterans have a much higher rate of unemployment.
Yeah,
I mean 10% higher.
So let's talk about that real quick. As we were off the air, I was sitting there thinking about, you know, Red said that he had an email, and he was saying that when we talked on the phone, that he had asked for some certain information, and I emailed it to him. And I was going back to that phone call, and I was racking my brain as we were off the air, Carl and Trish, and going, you know, Red didn't ask for anything in that phone conversation. But then it dawned on me, I think it was later that afternoon, after I had posted all of the names of those who played in my golf tournament, I sent an email to you, Carl, and I carbon copied Terry Raposa and Red Smith on that email because I wanted them to know. All of those names were now public on our website. So anyways, okay. I wanted to clarify Red Smith's thing.
Okay, so Red got it, and yeah. You did send it to him. Yeah. It was on a carbon copy from when you sent me, because I wanted to see him too.
Correct.
Okay, so when we start about talk about economic development, that's a huge thing here. What are you going to do to help that? You know that it's city government, but they can be a big player.
Yeah, so three things. Number one, I've said over the past year, the first step of my economic development plan is improving public safety. Again, being a small business owner, you know, a father of four children, businesses who are already here or businesses who are out of the area looking at coming to Reading, they will be more inclined to invest in Reading if we have adequate public safety. Also, our places of commerce, downtown, Hilltop, Dana Drive, potentially out at Oasis, people want to be there, you know, grandparents, grandmas, soccer moms, children, if those places feel safe. So that's the first step. Number two, I think we need to look at what Reading's strengths are, and we've got to play those up. And I think that's looking at our outdoor opportunities with our rivers, our lakes, our trails. We have got to sell that outdoor recreation lifestyle. It's a billion-dollar industry. The marathons, half marathons, mountain bike races, paddleboarding. Reading is primed to be a leader in that area of outdoor recreation. And then the third and final is, yeah, we all know we need additional jobs here in Reading, but we need jobs that are going to be able to create livable wages to where young families can relocate here. And I think technology is an area we want to continue to invest in to attract businesses up here. And if we do that, we're going to see more young families, and that's going to be the backbone of our community.
Okay, the veterans community up here is a very strong veterans community, and veterans unemployment is a lot higher. Do you have any plans for targeting veterans, for veterans to get jobs?
You know, I don't know that I would say specifically for veterans, but I would say everything I've just spoken about to try to create that economic growth would be for everyone, whether you're just a community member or veterans also. And I would also just real quick like to give a shout out for Nate, everyone down at Cornerstone, Vince Stevenson, and then really a special veteran on my campaign team, Mike Dahl. It's been an honor to serve with him on this campaign, and I know he's a two-time Vietnam vet. And so for all the veterans out there, I
thoughts and prayers go out to Mike and his family during this time.
Jump back to the economic development, because people always say, what are you going to do to create jobs? And my thought is that government should be doing What's government's role in that? You shouldn't be creating the jobs, but there is something you can do.
Yeah, government, you know, does not create jobs. That's for the private sector. What local government, in my mind, can do is it can, if there's hurdles, you know, if there's hoops that those of us in the private sector have to jump through, they can lower that hurdle. They can try to help to get some of that bureaucracy, the regulation. You know, if you talk with small business owners, I know for me personally, one of the things that is so frustrating about operating a business in California is being in California with the regulations that are on us. And that, you know, just take the lumber business. I have a 1% lumber assessment tax that I have to give to each of my customers. That is so frustrating to look across the counter at my customers. So again, I think looking at regulation, bureaucracy, can we look at, you know, a common sense approach to lessening that so the private sector can do what they do best, which is create jobs.
The moratorium on the fees that the city voted in for last year or the year before last, so that there were no fees and construction just skyrocketed. I had Bill Nagel on the show the other day. He says, yes, that's true, but we lost $1.4 million out of those fees. And how are we going to pay for things like infrastructure and the sewers and all this? Yet there was, I mean, any way you looked at it, there were millions and millions of dollars that were pushed in back into our economy by this construction. Or would you be willing to take a look at again, this waiver or somebody to go back in there and say, hey, look, we've got to find a way of lessening these fees. $30,000 for a mid-sized house, that's a lot of money.
They didn't actually wipe out all fees. They just didn't increase. And
well, they took down some fees.
It was a reduction.
Okay. But they reduction. Yeah.
Right. But that caused, you know what, we are a construction type of a place up here. We don't have anything else. So yeah.
So back to those two, I believe it was in 2012 when they did the reduction in single family home fees. So they did it one time, I believe, with 100 homes. It was so successful, they did it a second time. If I was on the dais at that time, I would have supported both of those because I think we were in the height of the recession, and that was a way to spur local economic growth, and that was good. Now, as we're starting to come out of this, though, I think we've got to be really careful about not continuing to reduce those fees, you know, artificially lower them because, again, it comes back to we've got to pay for the infrastructure. Now, if there's something about, you know, we just got done in the last year looking at how fees are calculated for, you know, the city of Reading. And, again, trust me, of all six candidates, nobody will be more upset than Brent Weaver if the way those fees are calculated are not accurate and fair, because nobody's paid more in building permit fees than Brent Weaver of the six candidates. And so what I would challenge to anyone that would say we need to continue to reduce those fees, then you need to show me if there's been something that was dishonest, something that was not fair, you know, above table about how those fees are calculated. I've actually gone to the building department. I've tried to fight some of the fees I've had to pay with the project next door. I've said several times on the traffic impact fees, I paid over $200,000 for the project next door for traffic impact fees. And then I sat down and they kind of go through the calculations, how they factor it and the infrastructure. So I think you got to be careful. Yeah, do I think when you're in times of recession and you need to spur economic growth, can you do some of these, you know, economic incentives to
spur? Do you think you should have paid $200,000 in traffic fees here? Brent, remember what you said to me a few years ago when this happened, because I remember that. I remember the answer. Do you really think $200,000 was fair for what they stuck to you?
Well, I was mad as heck because I'm sitting here looking at, you know, that intersection.
That's
and I'm
already
trying to,
there.
Right.
They didn't change the parking.
Yeah.
They didn't change anything.
So you
want
to get me mad right now, Carl? Is that what you're
trying
to do? You
want to
get me fired up?
There's some passion here because I know what you said.
Yeah.
So $200,000?
But I got mad at that time, Carl, and I'm mad right now as I'm remembering that. However, you've got to make sure when you're going to run an organization that you're going to pay for keeping the lights on. You're going to pay for there's water going, you know, there's water, there's electricity, there's sewer. You've got to pay for that. So that's, You got to make sure you balance that, okay, Carl?
We got to call. We got to call.
But there has to be a balance between what the citizens who are already here are paying and what the new guy coming in building a business is paying.
I understand that, but you know what? It's the fact $30,000 for a house and $200,000 for a traffic survey for an existing intersection.
But you know, and there's another way to look at that, and then we can step back and not have government trying to do all of the things for everybody that they're doing. That would cut costs too.
Who are your backers, Brent? Sorry, person. I'm sorry who this is on the phone. I don't know what your name is, but who are your backers?
If you went in there and looked at everyone who has endorsed Brent, you would obviously see a lot of small business owners. I would say a high majority of those who support Brent are small business owners in Reading. If you want to find out who they are, go to my website, click on endorsements. All of them are on there. So very, very appreciative and honored for all those who have supported.
Okay, we got 1 minute left. I want to remind everybody, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank to fifth annual salute to the veterans for helping RABA.
One final thing. Don't forget this Frontier Senior Center breakfast this Sunday. Bazaar down there on Saturday and Sunday. It's Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Brent, you got like 20 seconds. Why should we vote for Brent?
All right. We have probably one of the most important elections in front of us on November 4th in the last several decades. I think the vote on November 4th will decide how we move forward as a community. We want to see more jobs, more economic growth. Vote for Brent Weaver. I will go to work on public safety and making sure we get more jobs for Reading.
All right. Tomorrow, Mike Quinn's going to be on. We're going to talk about his plans and his vision for the future of Reading as he's running for Reading City Council also. What a day.
And Baron Browning at 7:30 from the Anderson City Council candidate.
All right. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I think.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although temperatures are only in the low 40s this morning in Fort Kent, Maine, Casey Hickox and her boyfriend figured it was a fine day for a bike ride, so off they went. In doing so, Hickox defied the state's quarantine on healthcare workers who have treated Ebola patients. As she left her house, Hickox was trailed by reporters.
Thank you, guys. I have to go speak with the health department now.
Police followed her as well, but could do nothing without a court order. Hickox contends there's no need for quarantine because she is showing no symptoms. Number of people seeking unemployment rose slightly last week, but remains near an all-time low. And economist Bob Ruska says there is a problem with the job market right now.
We are getting job growth now, and the last few months have been kind of reassuring. On the other hand, we're getting job growth without any wage growth. Wage growth is running below the rate of inflation. So